We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
And away we go, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages. The big show is on your radio. This is ESPN Upstate. Hello, Upstate South Carolina. Great to be back with you one more time again. My name is Rob Brown, flying solo here today on the Ingalls Supermarket Super Show, live from Charlotte, North Carolina, the home of this year's ACC kickoff event. But of course, we couldn't do it if it wasn't for the guy back in the network studio, in charge of buttons, switches, levers, gears, knobs, wheelies, pulleys, you know, all the things that make us sound as seductive as we do on the air. The great one, Lonzo, Colonel Grudge, hashtag Dad Kicks, the Alpha and the Omega of ESPN Upstate, the conductor of the symphony of sound that is the Rob Brown Show. Zo, what's up, fella?
First of all, sexy is what we do. Second of all, way to go grab the orange. I mean, you've already posted the picture now. Yeah, they can't hear you. They can't hear. I'm sure they don't know what orange I'm talking about. They have no idea.
Yes, it's a very well-kept secret about what you are talking about that I almost said out loud in front of the people who would be upset at me if they heard me say that.
Check out Rob's social media.
No, it's on my private social media.
Oh, my bad.
Yeah. Lonzo, who is now going to be adding the revealer of secrets to his list of nicknames.
I pulled a Mark Ryan. I am so sorry.
You absolutely did.
Well, you know what? They could still check out your social media. It doesn't mean that, you know, that they know how to get to it.
So now that we are done getting me in trouble.
You're not in trouble. You're not in trouble. You're absolutely not in trouble. Because, again, no one knows what orange I'm talking about except for people who listen to this program.
True story.
So we're good. We're good.
By the way,
just, again, way to go.
Thanks. Hey, the challenge was levied, Lonzo, and I very rarely do I back away. So, you know, we did mission accomplished, ultimately is what we'll say, mission accomplished, though I can't talk about it until we are done. And hopefully we won't be, we won't be not invited back next year.
So tomorrow we're going to get all the dirty details.
Oh, yeah, out. I'll talk about it all tomorrow. But
so
this is a major
tease to tune in tomorrow. We had other reasons to tune in tomorrow, but tune in tomorrow to find out exactly what we're talking about.
Correct. I've got 2 hours and 55 more minutes to get through without revealing the secrets that will get me ejected from the building is all I'm saying. Coming up on the show today, earlier in the morning time, got the opportunity to sit down with Clemson starting quarterback DJ Uiagalelei. He sat right here in the chair across from me, talked to me for about 8 minutes or so. I've got that recorded, and we will play that for you later on in the show. Coming up very shortly as well, we are going to be joined around 12:30 and around 1 o'clock by another pair of Clemson players. Coming up in the final hour of the show, we'll be joined by Clemson University linebacker James Skalski. He'll be sitting down with us coming up around 1 o'clock, right at the top of the 1 o'clock hour. And Matt Bockers is a returning offensive lineman for your Clemson Tigers as well. Matt Bockers will be joining us coming up at 12:30. So we got a couple more Clemson interviews lined up for you over the course of the day. Also efforting some other interviews, including the potentially a couple of FSU players. EJ Manuel, analyst for the ACC Network, former Florida State quarterback. We are trying to get him later on in the show as well. We will let you know if and when we can make those interviews develop. Since he is standing right here in front of me, I want to say thanks to Tyler and all the folks here at the ACC offices who have put this event together. It's been absolutely incredible the last couple of days. These guys are either working their tails off or very good at looking like they do. I won't let out the secret. I will tell you, this event has been incredibly smooth and has been awesome to be a part of. We have gotten so much out of it, and I thank Tyler and Amy and all the folks that have worked so hard to make this happen. They have been nothing short of phenomenal to all of us here. I'm going to go ahead and say I have the authority to speak on behalf of every media member at the ACC kickoff event and say these guys have been tremendous to us. All right. Let's go ahead and jump into the show. You know, ordinarily we do the lunch breakdown here, but frankly, between talking with, I did get a chance to talk off the air for about 2 minutes this morning with Dabo Swinney. He was walking by between interviews and walked by and said hello. Talked to Dabo for a minute or two earlier today. And really, you know, they didn't have a lot of time to get into anything big and deep regarding, you know, the upcoming Clemson football season. But talk to him a little bit about being here at ACC kickoff. Asked him, you know, how he thought DJ Uiagalelei was handling the pressure so far, his first time being in an event like this in person as the face of the Clemson Tiger football team. And I'll tell you, and again, you'll hear the interview coming up in just a little while. But DJ, when I talked to him this morning, Lonzo, I'll tell you, young man's composed, man. I mean, and you can tell there's still a bit of, what's the phrase you old guys like to use? He's still a little wet behind the ears. Is that how it goes, Lonzo?
I will say that I've never used that as far as I know. I do have a question for you. Did Dabo ask about me?
Dabo did not ask about you. Okay. I'm sorry. All right, I'm sorry.
Probably just, you know, he was in a hurry or something.
Yes, that's obviously what it was. I did get quite the laugh yesterday afternoon. For those of you that did not get a chance to listen to the show yesterday, Don Munson, who was the voice of the Clemson Tigers, stopped by for a few minutes to do a segment with us. And it was a tremendous segment. Don's a great guy, one of the nicest people I've ever been around. Anyway, Don sits down in the chair before we go on the air, and he leans back, and Lonzo says, "You may not remember me, Don, but hey, it's Lonzo." And Don, like, his eyes open up, and he goes, "Lonzo?" And Lonzo says, "Yeah, Burns High." And Don Munson loses his mind, like, throws himself back in the chair, starts laughing, starts cracking up. He's like, "Lonzo, man, I haven't talked to you in ages." So Mark and I were trying to put the mystery together of how you and Don Munson, the voice of the Clemson Tigers, knew each other, Zoe. And basically, context clues told me, I'm assuming that he used to call Burns and you used to board up for him. Is that how it went?
So the first thing Don said, and I don't know if you heard this, he's like, "Lonzo, I feel like I know you because I've heard you so much, because I'm on a couple different stations and I've been around for a while."
Sure.
And that's why I reminded him about Burns, because when our sister station, well, WRD used to carry Burns before ESPN existed.
Okay.
And so the first board op for him for that show for Burns was him. I mean, was me. And he was the first one to call that we had on WRD. And I don't know how many years ago it was. It's over a decade at least. And so he never associated that with this. And it's really cool. Don's a really nice guy. And because of him, I got to do my first coach's show, because he was starting to do some other stuff and he wasn't available to do anything. So they came to me and my broadcast partner, Matt Tomlinson, and said, "Hey, you're doing the Burns coaches show now." So again, when it's that far between and two different stations, sometimes people don't associate with it, but I am so grateful that he had that reaction, because Mark Ryan still doesn't understand who I am. And just for that reason, that makes me, anytime Mark and I went anywhere and someone recognized me, he discounted it as, you know, that I planted them. And so there, Mark, whatever.
Oh, that, it was an incredible moment, man. It's like, it made me laugh. I loved it so much. Just immediately was like Lonzo, Don Munson, the voice of the Tigers with that reaction. We spent a while trying to figure out, like, what caused that. Because that was more than this guy used to board op for me. That was like, we knew each other. That was absolutely fantastic. And we get done with the interview, and Don Munson takes off the headset and he stands up and he looks at me and Mark and he goes, ordinarily when you finish this, and I'll, a little insider baseball here, usually when you finish an interview like that, you'll go, hey, you know, I'd love to get you back on the show in the future, and you gauge the interest because you have a lot of guests that they don't care. I mean, they'll do it at an event like this, but they don't want to necessarily be a recurring guest or anything. You'll hear a lot of folks who will say, you know, yeah, that's, you just drop me a line or get with my PR guy or something like that. And then, you know, Don, I said, Don, man, we'd love to get you back on the show at some point. And he goes, yeah, here, take my cell phone number. Call me anytime. I'll have you on I'll come on whenever you want. It was fantastic, man. Absolutely fantastic. So anyway, tremendous reaction, tremendous day yesterday. Looking forward to having more today. Again, we've got more guests coming up for you throughout the day. We'll hear from DJ Uiagalelei later on in the show. We will hear from James Skalski, linebacker at Clemson, later on the show. Matt Bockhurst, guard for Clemson, later on in the show. I'm literally 6 feet from Coach Mark Richt, who is doing an interview at the station next to me. Going to try to grab him here in just a moment as well. So it's going to be a loaded show all 3 hours today. And looking forward. You guys are welcome on the phones. I think we've got all the issues, all the kinks we had in the system worked out from yesterday. So the phone lines are open today at 844-477-3776, 844-GSP-ESPN. You can text us on the Ingles Market text line at 71307, 71307. Text line is wide open for you right now. We'll read your text all day long. You can tweet me at The Rob Brown Show. At The Rob Brown Show. You can text Zo at Lonzo on Word, L-O-N-Z-O on W-O-R-D, at Lonzo on Word, and tweet us all at ESPN Upstate. When we come back here in just a moment, why put it off? Let's go ahead. DJ Uiagalelei sat down with me earlier this morning to do a quick interview. When we come back, we will run that interview for you. DJ Uiagalelei next up on The Rob Brown Show and ESPN Upstate.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. The Rob Brown Show here on ESPN Upstate. Joined now by Clemson starting quarterback DJ Uiagalelei sitting here at ACC Kickoff, man. How's it going so far? First day here. You're getting to be amongst the folks. What's it like
Definitely.
For you?
I mean, there's a lot of people here. I'm looking around the room right now. There's a lot of people interviewing. It's a super cool experience, you know. Just trying to take it all in, enjoy it. I mean, shoot, who knows, man? This is a great opportunity. I just love it.
I love it. So you're the starting guy, man. Like, you're the face of the team this year. Any added pressure for you standing in front of the cameras doing these interviews to carry that tiger paw on the lapel?
The only thing I just want to be able to represent Clemson University as a great university we are, and just be able to represent it in the right way. That as a program we are, be able to represent Dabo Swinney and the Clemson Tigers and just the program overall and just the school. Just want to be able to represent it in the right way.
Sure. And, you know, we know Dabo has kind of over the years as the head coach built this culture and this family. I was at Media Day over at the campus this last Tuesday. You can really feel that within the building. 100%. What's that been like for you to be kind of a part, not just a part of that family, but really a leader of it this year?
I mean, it's a great opportunity, and it's a great honor to be able to be part of the Clemson family and be able to be a leader there. You just want to be able to do your part. That's the big thing, that everyone, it's a big family, that you don't want to do too much. You just want to be able to do your part and just give 110% and just be able to continue to keep building that program.
So you spent time under Trevor Lawrence, now down in Jacksonville.
Yes, sir.
You guys play a lot of similar ball, but there's differences to your game. What lessons did you take from Trevor watching him transition from this guy on campus who I think at one point you said he couldn't even leave his house without getting
100%.
Swamped? Watching the lessons that he learned both on and off the field, what did you take away from spending that time under TL16?
What I took is just the way he handles himself. I mean, he's a professional at all things. I think that's the biggest thing that with Trevor, you always knew he was going to be professional. The way he handled media, the way he handled playing the game, the way he handled his schoolwork, the way he balanced life, the way he handled everything. And he was just a true professional. With him, he couldn't go downtown. Like, he can't go outside to go get some food, like, go downtown. He can't do that because he's going to get swamped. And he knows that the way he just be able to handle everything. This is one thing I took away from him, how to be a true professional.
Has that kicked in for you yet? Can you leave the dorm? Or are you still getting swamped? Are you getting
swamped
when you get outside?
Yeah, I can still leave the dorm and everything, but people definitely stop me and everything like that. But not the way Trevor was. He'd go downtown and just try to get some Chipotle. He'd get stopped, and it turned into an autograph session.
Is that the QB food of choice? Is Chipotle the stop for the Clemson QBs?
I mean, I love Chipotle. There's a lot of good things. I don't think there's like a QB choice of food to get, but I love Chipotle though.
Okay, yes, ain't mad at it, ain't mad at it. All right, so obviously there's going to be a little difference in the offense with you under center versus Trevor. What are Clemson fans going to see different from your style of play that you think will be a little different from what they got used to with Trevor?
I think something different. I mean, I think the only thing I might be different is that I might weigh a little bit more than Trevor. I'm about 250.
It's the Chipotle, dude.
It might be the Chipotle. It might be everything. I think that's about it. I think we're real similar in our games, but Trevor does a lot of things, and I just want to be able to bring my own different flavor to it.
Sure.
Do different stuff that DJ does.
One of the things that we hear every year is, oh, we're going to see DJ run the ball more. And I think people forget Trevor was a sneaky good runner.
Oh, Trevor was a great runner, man. He runs way faster than I do.
Well, is he faster than you?
Oh, yeah. Trevor, if he would have ran at the combine, he definitely would have ran at least a 4.5. 100%. Trevor can fly. People don't know that, but Trevor can fly.
Yeah, I mean, I think the narrative was that he's a sneaky good runner. Nobody really expected that. So what you're saying is, I mean, it's not like we're going to see this huge increased number of quarterback draws this year just because you took over.
I don't know. Whatever Coach Elliott, I don't think so. But whatever they want to do, I mean, I'll run the ball 100 times in a game if they really want me to. So it doesn't matter to me. Whatever it takes to get a W, I'll do whatever it takes.
I respect it. So we talked to Coach Elliott on Tuesday at Clemson's Media Day about the premise of leaders. And one of the things he talked about was guys on the offense becoming vocal leaders, finding that voice a little bit. Has it been a little easier for you to find your voice, especially with COVID last year? You guys kind of close quarters, didn't really have the fans around. How was it? How was the journey for you to find your voice as the leader before you took over as the starter this year?
I think that coming in as a freshman, you don't want to be that guy that's like rah-rah, vocal leader. You kind of want to own your respect. You got to own your respect from your older players, from your seniors, from the teammates. And then once you get that respect, then you can start being a vocal leader. But for me, I just want to be able to be accountable. I think it's one big thing. If you become accountable, then you're going to earn that respect from your teammates. So for me, I just want to be accountable last year, be able to make sure I do the right things on and off the field, and then to where that it can be able to so now I can be a vocal leader.
Do you feel like you've earned that respect?
I think I have. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
I think I do have.
What's the so last year, obviously, with the COVID season, not a lot of fans in attendance. You guys had to kind of be bunkered down a little bit more than normal. What an interesting year for you to kind of start your transition to becoming Clemson's starting quarterback. What lessons did you learn within that COVID-restricted year that you think will be valuable to you this season?
I think some lessons I learned is just how to prepare for the game. I mean, you don't have all those fans out there last year. We have, I think, 25,000. You don't have a full stadium. So when we come into a full stadium coming this year, it's going to be a huge difference how loud the crowd is. But I think the COVID season is kind of a way to get your feet wet, kind of understand things. You don't have the full stadium yet. You don't have full capacity. I think it's a different way to kind of get your feet wet. I think it was a blessing for me to just be able to get my feet wet. Just kind of understand the ins and outs of being a starting quarterback in college football.
So this year seems so far a little bit normal.
Yes, sir.
Most of the stadiums say we're going back to full attendance. Clemson's going to be, Death Valley's going to be roaring this year. Is there any nervousness for you about that first time? I mean, we know you played. We know you stepped in for Trevor last year when he got COVID. But with this year being a packed stadium for the first time, with you being announced as the starter, what's that feeling for you? A little anticipation building?
A little anticipation, but I'm not the type of guy that gets nervous. I kind of like that type of stuff. I like the big stage. I like the big crowds. I like all the noise. It's kind of the reason why I wanted to choose football over baseball. I love the adrenaline that you get from it. It's kind of like you're like on a roller coaster. You're going down it. It's like nonstop adrenaline. That's what you like about playing football.
Sure. So what has been so far the best part? I asked this question to CJ Spiller, and he gave a great answer to me the other day. So you're up against CJ on this one. You're up on Coach Spiller. What's the best part of being at Clemson so far for you?
Best part about being at Clemson. That's a question where you can have a lot. There's a lot of answers for that. But for the best one reason why I love Clemson is just the family atmosphere. The tradition that we have at Clemson is unlike anybody else. The program, and also just the university. We have a great president, President Clements, great coach, Coach Sweeney. It's a true family atmosphere out there, and I just love it. I mean, I'm glad I came all the way up from California to come to Clemson, and I would have never changed it for anything.
All right, so we got the NIL laws that came into play, and obviously you're going to be the face of a program. You've already got some guys in the ACC that have signed NIL laws. From your perspective, is this a good thing for college athletes, and has it changed any chemistry in the locker room? That's a big thing. A lot of critics have said, oh, you're going to have some guys getting paid, some not. From your point, being a guy and a leader in the locker room, have you seen anything change in the last 3 weeks?
I haven't seen anything change, but I think it could change if you handle it the wrong way. The thing is that NIL is a great thing. I love it. Everything's great about NIL if you use it the right way. I mean, the main thing is that we're here as a student athlete. So that means school comes first, sports comes second, and then on your off time, you can do NIL stuff that doesn't affect the team. So as long as you have that and put that in order and put it in that perspective that NIL is going to come after everything else, then you'll be totally fine with it. It's kind of like the NFL. I mean, you have the NFL, you have a job, you have football, being an athlete, and then you have all your endorsement deals after the season's done or on your own at the time. So as long as you don't make it a huge, big deal, then you'll be totally fine, I feel like.
Sorry about that. So we've got now one thing that I've learned from every coach that I have played for in my career, which close to yours, not quite there. I gave up a little early. Every coach wants teams and individuals to come into the season with expectations, goals that they want to knock out. What are yours this year?
I think we have the same three goals every year. Win the opener, win ACC, and win the bowl game, and just win a national championship. That's our goal every year, is just to take it one game at a time and just win every single game.
What do you have goals for yourself? Come on, man. You got some numbers you want.
I don't care about any numbers. For me, I could care less about personal stats. The only stat that matters to me is wins, and I want to be able to go 15-0 and win a national championship.
So hashtag team answer, big dog. DJ Uiagalelei joining the Rob Brown Show here on ESPN Upstate. DJ, man, great to talk to you. I appreciate your time. Good luck this season. We'll see you on the field, partner.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me.
You got it.
Man. Pleasure.
DJ Uiagalelei here on the Rob Brown Show and ESPN Upstate. We are back right after this. And we're not. We're skipping the commercial break because I have been joined by a gentleman I have been hoping to speak to all week. Mark Richt is joining us here at the table. Coach, you have been busier than a one-armed blackjack dealer the last 2 days, man. How are you handling this? I've wanted a nap just watching you work.
No, it's been good. I've enjoyed it. It's just good to be around people again.
Isn't it?
You know, we're just, doing the ACC Network last year from the house was nice that you didn't have to travel, but it's tough to have a show when you're supposed to have a conversation with a 1 or 2 second delay and all that kind of thing. So just to be in the same area together is wonderful.
I spent 14 months working on my couch in hoodies and basketball shorts, and then they want me back in the studio. And it was like a full existential crisis to decide which one I wanted to do. But we're back here. We're in Charlotte. We got head coaches. We got players. We've got press conferences. We've got interviews.
Right.
It's back to normal. How's that feel for you?
It feels great, and I'm happy for the players and coaches. And I just can't imagine what it was like to – live through it as a coach or a player, but in particular a coach, because that's, you know, what I've done for so long. People are like, do you want to get back into coaching or do you miss coaching? I'm like, not last year. You know, all the things with the transfer portal and COVID obviously was number one, but things are starting to calm down just a little bit.
Sure. Sure. What do you think? And that's been something we've been asking a lot of the players, but the coaches as well. We talked to Dino Babers earlier. Hopefully we're going to get Coach Norvell, and especially for the younger coaches. But what do you think was the biggest challenge of guiding a football team through last year, that weird COVID year? But now we've got transfer portal. We've got NIL.
Right.
What's it got to be like for a head coach right now to be trying to guide his team through all these different storms at the same time?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing was just the mental health of your team, you know, physical health and mental health. You know, it's not good to be isolated at all, and especially young people don't want to be isolated. And you want to keep everybody as safe as possible, but you also want to have a chance to, you know, put your arm around a kid if he needs it. And I think the toughest jobs last year were the first-year head coaches that are trying to, you know, take a team from December to kickoff in September and create the type of team that you want, the type of work ethic that you want, the culture, as everybody uses that term. You can't do it through Zoom. You can't do it from a distance. You got to be together with them. And so, like Coach Norvell, for example, first year head coach at Florida State, very, very difficult to get that team unity that you need to have to weather the storms of the season.
So, and I wanted to ask you about Florida State. Obviously, you spent time there as a quarterback coach, as an offensive coordinator. This school, since Jimbo Fisher left, and you know, wins the national championship in 2013, and then it's just been downhill since then. Willie Taggart brought a little spark of optimism. Honestly, I think it was just a little too big of a job for him at that moment in his young career. From what I've been able to tell from my folks down in Tallahassee, they've really lined up behind Mike Norvell. They believe in the vision he saw.
Right.
I passed him and his contingent altogether. In your interaction with Coach Norvell so far, is FSU closer today to making it back to being a competitor with Clemson at the top of the board, closer than they were maybe 2 or 3 years ago?
I would have to say yes, but it's from a former player, Ron Dugans, who played under Coach Bowden, and then is coaching wide receivers right now, currently under Coach Norvell. And I was talking to, I call him Ronnie because I coached him, and he coached for me, but at Miami. But I said, hey, Ronnie, what do you think about this Coach Norvell? He said, Coach, he's a lot like Coach Bowden. And high praise, obviously.
That's a compliment.
That's a monster compliment. And if he's got those types of characteristics, I think they'll be on the right track.
Speaking of Clemson, they have obviously been the anchor of this conference in football the last couple of years. What will it take to get this conference to have some competition right. for Dabo Swinney? It looks to me, I think Miami's going in the right direction under Manny Diaz. I think that you're looking at a North Carolina team. Mac Brown's done a wonderful right. job there. Do we think there's going to be better competition for Clemson this right. year?
Well, one of two things has to happen to catch Clemson. One is for, like you said, people to rise up, and that's something that those teams can control. The other thing is, will Clemson get complacent to a certain degree? You know, doubtful under Dabo, doubtful with the types of recruiting that they've done recently. It doesn't look like they're slowing down anytime soon. So everybody's got to rise up, and in order to rise up, a lot of times it takes a commitment from everybody in the building. It's got to be your president. It's got to be your administration. It's got to be your fan base, you know, and everybody's got to be pulling in the same direction, and then they got to understand it's going to take time. Now, the championship game in Charlotte is a 60-minute game, right? And somebody's going to play them every year. And any given day, somebody can beat anybody. So there may come a day, and maybe this year, that, you know, whoever gets in there, to say it's North Carolina, finds a way to beat Clemson on an off night, which I think it would probably take, and a great night by a great quarterback in Sam Howell. Well, then all of a sudden, you know, they become more a realistic target to beat.
Coach Mark Richt joining us here on the Rob Brown Show, ESPN Upstate. So we know Clemson right now is the odds-on favorite going in. I've got a couple of teams that I like to scare them. I think Dave Dorn at NC State's done well. Yes. Mac Brown at North Carolina. I don't know if Coach Norvell at Florida State, I think we got to see it on the field before right. we're ready to escalate them.
They're not ready.
I don't think so either. Who do you like to be the team that gives Clemson, whether it's in division or just in right. the ACC championship, who do you like to be Clemson's biggest threat this
year? Well, you mentioned North Carolina, Miami, and I agree. And then there's Boston College, too. You know, when you have a quarterback like Djokovic and D'Eriq King, you know, and Sam Howell, you know, you have to have great quarterback play to beat a Clemson. Just like the only way to beat Alabama is to have great quarterback play. You look at the history of their losses, and somebody stepped up and played, you know, the Johnny Manziels or the Deshaun Watsons or whoever it is, you know, Joe Burrow, guys that have been fantastic at the quarterback position can beat great teams. But it takes more than just a great quarterback. You got to have a team around that quarterback, some defense, and then a little bit of luck, in my opinion, too.
So I want to go back and talk to you about Miami. Obviously, you spent a couple of years with the visor there at the U. Manny Diaz has gotten there, and, you know, look, I think you're seeing something in that a lot of South Florida kids are sticking to Miami, which right. for a few years there they were leaving. But the Miami right. guys seem to want to be back at Miami.
Right.
If D'Eriq King is the guy, is this a big stepping stone year for the Hurricanes?
Well, I think so. And what happened, not only are guys from the area wanting to go to Miami, a lot of their current team had a choice to make. Should I stay or should I go? You know, should I transfer or should I go pro? And the majority of their guys that they needed to stay decided to stay, you know, starting with D'Eriq King. So when guys like that, when your best players decide, hey, I want to stay one more year, they know if things are going in the right direction. They're not going to stay another year if they don't like what's happening. So they must love what's happening. They must believe in what's happening. So I think that's one of the greatest signs of the offseason for Miami is the guys that decided to stick around for one more season.
All right, one more about Clemson, and then I want to ask you about Georgia. I know it's ACC day, but obviously your connection at Georgia is important. We talked to DJ Uiagalelei earlier, and I asked him, look, Trevor Lawrence, first-round NFL pick, first overall. Travis Etienne heads down to Jacksonville, another
right.
first-round pick. There's a lot of revamping to do on that Clemson offense. DJ Uiagalelei, a guy who got some experience last year when Trevor
sure.
was out with COVID.
Big experience.
Can they be reloaded as opposed to rebuild after losing a pair of first-round picks?
Well, they could reload because they've had great players. Here's what happens. On signing day, everybody wants to talk about who you sign. And then in season, everyone wants to talk about the guys that are being the most productive. That makes sense. Well, in between the guys that you signed and the guys that are being superstars are a bunch of guys in the program that are developing and getting ready for their moment. So Clemson's been recruiting so well for so long. There's guys kind of waiting in the wings, you know, to come and do great things. And so they are going to have outstanding receivers. They are going to have outstanding running backs. You know, is it going to be Travis Etienne? He's probably the toughest guy to replace, maybe even over Trevor.
Yep.
You know, so, you know, but the one thing about the running back position is a true freshman can come in and become dynamic because of the, it's not that big of a learning curve. First of all, if you stick it in a guy's hand, he either has it or he doesn't as far as a runner. Some guys can catch better than others, but the pass protection is the biggest thing for a back. But that can be taught in the first off season or the first, you know, summertime. So I think the running back position may have a young guy that ends up being big for Clemson.
Let's flip over real quick. I know it's ACC days, but the University of Georgia, Kirby Smart has been, you know, there's a lot of people who believe in Kirby, a lot of people that think he's just not got it to take that final step to catch up with Alabama or LSU. I like what I'm seeing out of Georgia, but I think a lot of people want that immediate. Well, if you went to the SEC championship the next year, you better win it.
Right.
I think I still see a trend up for the Dogs right now.
Oh, yeah. I mean, again, you got to look at the recruiting. They've been top five classes just about every single season since he's been there, since Kirby's been there. So, you know, when you recruit like that, eventually you're going to get back to that game and eventually you're going to win it. And I don't think there's much doubt about that. Obviously, you have to have the quarterback. And right now they feel like they've got that guy, JT Daniel. And he's a special player, no doubt. And if his mobility's good and he stays healthy, this could be the year they do it.
Mark Richt joining us here on the Rob Brown Show on ESPN Upstate. Real quick before we let you go, Coach, I wanted you to know we got a tweet during this interview from Jacob Smith back in Greenville. He said, please tell Coach Richt that he's got dogs in the Upstate. We love him. We're sending our best energy for him. And a special hello from the Red Zone on East Clayton Street. Hashtag damn good dogs. So, Coach, you still got some folks down in the Upstate
that
wanted to send their love. Coach Richt, pleasure to speak with you. I appreciate your time, man. I know you got to get back to work, so thank you for spending some time with
us. Thank you, sir.
You got it. That is Coach Mark Richt, former coach of the Miami Hurricanes, the Georgia Bulldogs, spent time coaching at FSU and more. We got to take a break. We're back right after this on the Rob Brown Show. This is ESPN Upstate.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
The Rob Brown Show is back on your radio. This is ESPN Upstate. Want to thank both DJ Uiagalelei and Coach Mark Richt for joining us here on the radio broadcast. You want to talk about a couple of dudes that are just good dudes, man. Both of those guys were absolutely spectacular. Especially the players, but for the media guys that are as well known as Coach Richt, Wes Durham was on the show yesterday from the ACC Network as well. We had Ivan Mazel on yesterday afternoon during offsides. These events are kind of interesting, especially as we approach the end of the second day, Lonzo, because look, there's a lot for these media guys that they have to do. These interviews are kind of part of the reason why we're here, right? They want to be out and talking to as diverse and wide of an audience as they can about what's going on, whether it's with the team or whether it's with the ACC as a whole or what's going on in their lives. But as we close in on the end of the second day, it can be a lot. I mean, Mark Richt, I've watched Mark Richt. In fact, he's doing another interview right now. Mark's probably done 6 or 7 or 8 consecutive interviews in a row. DJ Uiagalelei is talking to the folks right to my right now. We heard from him a few minutes ago. He's on interview probably number 18 or 19 in a row at this point. It's a lot for these guys. And so there's a deep appreciation when a guy like DJ or Coach Rick or Wes Durham or Ivan Mazel, who are being requested by all 40, 50 radio shows that are emanating around the country from here, you know, Mark Rick's going to sit here and have a conversation and be as polite and pleasant as you could possibly ask for. DJ did it. Ivan Mazel did it. Wes Durham did it yesterday. So this is such an incredible experience. For me, personally, if I can fanboy for a second, it's been really entertaining to just look up and here's Coach Mark Richt, a guy I've watched on television coaching through the ACC and the SEC, wearing the Georgia visor, wearing the FSU visor, wearing the Miami visor. Here's DJ Uiagalelei, who I watched last year take in a big pressure spot when Trevor went down to COVID, knowing he's a starting guy this year for the Clemson Tigers. To have them not just sit down, but to really be engaged with us and with you guys, with the listening audience, to be able to do this, Lonzo, it's a huge pleasure and privilege, but responsibility for us. And I hope the listening audience has taken something out of it, because all the work that went into putting on the event, all the work that's gone into being able to be here and provide you guys with this coverage, man, and to be able to have these guys sit down and be as pleasant to talk to as you could possibly hope for, man, this has just been a great couple of days here in Charlotte.
It's also expanded. A couple of years ago when Mark and I were there, it was just a one-day deal. And the fact that now it's 2 days, and it sounds and looks like they put a whole lot more into it, and it's expanding. So not only, like you were talking about Mark Richt, he's had to do it one day, but he's doing it 2 days as opposed to a couple of years ago when it was just a one-day event. So that's really cool. And it's all, having been there myself, it's hard not to fanboy a little bit when you look around and you see, you know, personalities that you see on ESPN or you see major coaches. And just go, man, am I in this room? I'm actually in this room. You're not supposed to act that way because you're supposed to be a media professional and act like, well, this is no big deal to me, but it is a big deal.
You know, and I think that's the thing for me, right? Like, it's, yeah, we have the and we do have to be professional. When you sit down with Mark Richt, you can't just turn into the old Chris Farley Saturday Night Live character. Hey, Coach, remember when you beat Florida that year in the SEC? That was awesome. Which is something that is very tempting to happen when you talk to these guys. I talked to E.J. Manuel earlier, and he's a guy that when I was broadcasting down in Destin, I got to watch E.J. Manuel play in some big-time games and talk to him about that. And, you know, it's easy to do that, but we also have a job to do. That being said, these guys that are doing the big stuff, the ACC Network guys, Wes and Coach Rick, the players, DJ, and James Skalski is going to be joining us here in a little while from Clemson as well. When you talk with these cats, man, you can tell that they want to do it. They love to do this, and it's awesome, man. It's just an awesome experience. So, again, we want to thank the folks from the ACC for putting this event on and having us. I want to thank all the players and coaches and media personalities that have joined us over the last 2 days. They have been great, and it's been an absolute pleasure and privilege to be here. But we ain't done. We're taking you all the way up until 3 o'clock this afternoon. We'll be spending some time after that trying to grab some interviews. And then, because I am who I am, when I'm done here, Lonzo, I'm walking directly across the street and going to the NASCAR Hall of Fame to wrap up my day. This is a humble brag. Zoe, it's a good day to be Rob Brown is all I'm saying, man.
Yeah, I've been by that a couple times. I'm curious what it looks like from the inside, and I'm sure if you can sit in a car and take a picture, you will.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I was already challenged to do one thing here at ACC Media Days, mission accomplished. Why not go for two, right?
Why not? If you get you get kicked out of there, you can just go home.
As long as
you're not arrested, yeah.
Also, want to let you know that tomorrow on the show, coming up at 2:20, we are still going to do Lonzo's Fight Club as we normally do on Thursdays because, hey, why not? But coming up at 2:20 this afternoon, or excuse me, tomorrow, we've got two big interviews for you. at 1:20 tomorrow. Matt Hardy, half of the Hardy Brothers, of course, a superstar for All Elite Wrestling as they get set for their Fight for the Fallen event. 1 week from today, right here in Charlotte, Matt Hardy, the legend, will join us on the show tomorrow afternoon at 1:20. And then at 2:20 tomorrow, we'll be joined by Dr. Britt Baker, DMD, on the program. Both of those AEW stars will be joining us right here on the Rob Brown Show with Rob and Lonzo. So if you've got any questions you want to ask of those two AEW stars and, of course, wrestling icon Britt Baker and also Matt Hardy, send them in. Tweet them to us at the Rob Brown Show, at ESPN Upstate. In fact, if you want to have questions for those two, tweet it to ESPN Upstate so that Mark Ryan and Diesel have to see how many people definitely don't care about that. All right? That's a favor I'm asking of you guys, the listeners. So that's coming up tomorrow. Let's do this. Let's run to our final break of this hour. When we come back here in just a minute, I got a story. We talked about yesterday the fact that Nick Saban says his quarterback, who hasn't even started a game yet, has already got $1 million in endorsements lined up. How about a high school player who hasn't even signed to a college yet, already with $1 million in endorsements? We'll share that story with you next on the Rob Brown Show. This is ESPN Upstate. You probably don't know the name Mikey Williams yet, but you're gonna. Mikey Williams is a scoring guard who is not eligible for the NBA draft until 2024. Mikey Williams still has 2 years to even decide on whether he wants to go pro or play college basketball. Mikey Williams, however, has over 5 million followers across his social media platforms. Mikey Williams is a prep basketball star who has just signed a major sports representation agency to pursue name, image, and likeness endorsements and sponsorships. He is signed with Excel Sports. And Mikey Williams, 17 years old, is the number 7 overall prospect in ESPN's top 100 for the class of 2023. And Mikey Williams is already estimated to be worth, in NIL deals, $1 million+. The kid has barely started to even make the progress towards being a college player. 5 million subscribers on multiple social media platforms so far. And dude is already expected. He's already got his deal in place with XL Sports. And XL Sports says that they believe that Mikey Williams will generate, quote, millions of dollars, end quote, in NIL endorsement deals before he even gets to a college. You know, so I when we read these stories, you know, our job is to come up with opinions. Our job is to have opinions, to share those opinions. My opinion on this is, holy crap, that's insane. The kid's 17. That's nuts. I'm not saying insane in a bad way. It's just insane. We all kind of had our minds blown yesterday by a quarterback who hasn't started for Alabama making a mil. This kid, 17, hasn't even signed with a college yet and already has $1 million looking to be signed, Lonzo. That is insanity, man.
It's not a world that we're used to, and I'm not happy about it. I mean, good for the kid. If you can get it. But still,
heck yeah.
Still, it's a dark path, in my opinion.
I'm on board with it. I'm on board with it. Look, it is not easy to generate 5 million Instagram followers, 5 million Twitter followers. Trust me, I've tried. Lonzo, I crossed the 2,100 followers mark last week, and I was about ready to have a party for it. This kid's at 5 mil, dude. He's 17, and he's built this brand. Hey, if you can cash in, young man, cash in. But I'm interested to see the reaction of the college basketball world to this news. All right, coming up in the next hour of the show, we have got so much more for you just around the corner. We have got James Skalski joining us at 1 o'clock. Matt Bockhorst from Clemson will join us at 12:30. Make sure you're there for that. Hour number two of the Rob Brown Show's next right here on ESPN Upstate.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.